I have just turned the heater off in my studio. It's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day here in Wales, but the sun hasn't quite reached round to my studio window, so it's a little bit chilly out here, but I didn't want the fan buzzing in the background, so I've turned it off and I shall hug my cup of tea instead while I talk to you. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Wednesday the 24th of June and I'm here with my 33rd, I think, micro podcast. Now, yesterday I finally uploaded to the web my new publishing project, Start to Draw Your Life. It's taken me a lot longer to finish than I thought it would. I think I've realised in doing this that it takes me about four times as long to do something that I think it's going to. I thought it was going to be kind of a quick week-long project, and it's actually taken me a month to get it finished. But anyway, it's up there now. If you come to my website, if you go to michaelnobbs.com/drawyourlife, and draw your life is all one word, you can take a look. You can either pre-order a copy of, I'm going to make 100 limited editions of the booklet at the beginning of July. You can either pre-order one of those, or, which I'm quite excited about, you can go to Flickr and you can download the page spreads and make the booklet yourself. It's in a similar vein to my 75 Ways to Draw More booklet, which I made a couple of months ago, but this one's bigger, there's more page spreads, and there are some instructions about how to download and how to make it up. It is slightly more complicated than the Draw Your Life because there's more pages, but hopefully you'll think it's worth it. I had a couple of emails yesterday from people asking me why I've decided to produce the book this way rather than making a simple PDF for people to view the book online. And there's two reasons for that, really. One is that I'm very keen. I love the idea of real books, and I'm very keen that this is a tangible object rather than something online. And also within the book, there's some exercises to do that encourage you to actually draw within the book. And if you've got a PDF, you can't do that. So that's one reason. And the second, really, is that this is a bit of an experiment, both this and my 75 Ways to Draw More book, and a kind of an experiment in distributing work over the internet, sort of trying to get beyond the idea that the internet's somewhere that you just come and view artwork. It's somewhere that I can use it to get stuff out there to the world, and you can come and take it and make it and interact with it. And this is something that I'm very keen to explore more over time. I'd like to find ways that perhaps I can send stuff out that actually changes in the process of it being distributed, and even perhaps the ways of creating interaction so that stuff can come back to me as well. But that's all for the future and stuff for me to think about. But I feel quite excited about this idea. Okay, that's kind of all I wanted to say, really. I'll give you the web address again. It's michaelnobbs.com/drawyourlife. And that's, again, all one word, draw your life. Please do come along and take a look. Like I said, I'll be making the books in about a week. I've got some editorial work I need to finish this week. And then I shall sit and make the book. So please do come and order some. Or if you'd like to, go and download it from Flickr. And I'd be very pleased to hear what you got to say. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.